night, buddy.
What's that?
Oh, them Democrats tried to cut George down. George went through them like knife through butter, boy. Everything they come up with.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Junior, remember the dancing you did last time at the Comedy Hour?
Oh, yeah, with Judy and all those guys.
He is some sort of crazy. People were watching.
Hey, Harold, ask what are some of these stories, man, that your dad told you about them growing up and all that?
Well, I remember just yesterday, Dad was telling me about that Leonard would whoop their butt, be seen them playing together. Now we can ask Dad about that one.
Now, who was Leonard? That was...
I don't know who Leonard was. Dad, who was Leonard?
That's my Uncle Leonard.
Oh, Uncle Leonard. Okay, I've heard of him before.
Okay. Well, he said that, Dad and Daryl didn't even know each other. From what I hear, didn't know that they were brothers till they were, 3, 4, 5 years old. And every time Leonard caught them playing together, he'd whoop their butt.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I heard.
Dad was saying that they didn't have a mirror, so he didn't know he looked like his brother. Because they didn't.
Yeah, that's
they
what.
They never had a mirror to see each other's face.
Yeah, that's what tripped me out. I mean, you would think, you know, being twin brothers and all, they would know each other, but not having a mirror.
Yeah, you didn't know what you looked like.
Yeah, unless you looked in a pond or something. And you can't very well do that around here.
All rust color.
Yeah. Everything. Pause it for a minute. Let me think. okay. Okay. How they got born, I know. This is what I heard. Grandma was 13, and they were born, and the doctor came over late at night, what I hear, and the doctor got them to put them in a wash tub and cover them up real good and keep them warm. Of course, at that time in West Virginia, up here in Carbon Fuel Hall, well, Cabin Creek, it was cold about that. I think it was wintertime, February. Yeah, it was wintertime, cold. I had to put them in a wash tub, and the doctor said, if they made it through the night, they'd make it. And, evidently they did. So,
they're almost 70.
65. Yeah,
What other stories you got, Harold? What other stories you got of that whole when you guys were kids?
I ain't got none, man.
No, I interviewed the hell out of him back in Easter there.
You wore me out in Easter.
Yeah. Tell me stories about your dad and how they got born or whatever, any of those stories.
Tell some hoary stories.
Well, she was about 80 years old. She owned all of it. She was head of the coal company. Carbon Fuel.